message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Something, you cannot say the thing will cover just one part of your body. If I'm swimming in water, definitely every part of my body is going to be embedded in water. Praise the Lord. And you might be thinking that it is only on the surface. I tell you, it goes beyond the surface. Because you have pores on your skin. And the water will also go in and touch some vessels. And when you come out, that is why you feel so refreshed. Tonight, God is going to refresh somebody with grace and favor in the name of Jesus. We have been swimming in grace and we have been enjoying God's favor. And we have been looking at the secret to God's favor. And I tell you, God has been favoring us. So far, we have looked at several ways to provoke God's favor in our lives. We have looked at kingdom stewardship. We have looked at knowledge and understanding. Having knowledge and understanding attracts favor. We have looked at working in love and in forgiveness. Working in love and in forgiveness. When you don't love, you cannot enjoy love. Love is reciprocal. Forgiveness attracts love. Love attracts forgiveness, and forgiveness bat love. Praise the Lord. So if you don't have that, you cannot enjoy favor. Sowing seeds of favor. You see, it is what you sow that you reap. When you sow bitterness, you will reap bitterness. It is practically impossible for you to plant corn. And you said, after all, it is also cereal. Then I want to harvest guinea corn. It's not possible. You say you plant rice, then you say, I want to harvest millet. Say, after all, they all belong to the family of cereals. It's not possible. What you sow is what you reap. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A lion cannot give birth to a dog. No matter how much the lion play with a dog, it can never give birth to a dog. A lion will bat a dog, a lion, not a dog. So when you sow favor, you reap favor. Working in obedience is number 5. Working in obedience, obedience to God, obedience to the servant of God, obedience to people that God has placed ahead of us, our bosses, our lecturers. You see, lecturers, we always favor obedient students. You say, do this and this, then you do it on time. You get favored. And delay obedience is also disobedience. May we be obedient in the name of Jesus. I love this one. Go for excellence. You see, excellence attracts favor. Anything I do, I always want to see a touch of excellence. Excellence attracts favor. I always tell my kids, I say, look, when you are a man of excellence, you will be a man of favor. Because excellence attracts favor. When you're a man of excellence, you attract favor. Number 7 is be a problem solver. I also love this one. Those that rule the world are those that solve the problems of the world. When you are just a consumer, you are not a producer, you can never reach to the top. It is the producer that are always the one that rule over the consumer. Praise the Lord. The producer will always rule over the consumer. So if you are a problem solver, you will always attract favor, because favor always look for problem solvers. Say, I will be a problem solver. Hallelujah. Look around you, whatever is that situation that needed to be at, you know, to be attended, to attend to it, and you will attract favor in the name of Jesus. So we are going to continue today. So the secret of God's favor still continues. You see, many people are members of a church or they attend church and claim they don't receive favor there. Some people say, I'm not being favored there. It is because you are doing certain things that are wrong or that are contradictory to what breeds favor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If a man, if a woman is in the labor room about to give birth and she said, I will not push. Doctor said, push. You have dilated fully. Just push. You say, no, I will not push. You know what will happen? The doctors will gently, because they don't want to stress themselves and stress the husband of the woman. Because the husband is the one that is going to be under mental stress and emotional stress. Because she has refused to do what is needful, they will just take her to the theater. Open her up and bring the baby out. Cool. No stress. Praise the Lord. So when you are in a church and you are not doing what is needful for you to do, you suffer the consequences. Praise the Lord. And many a times, many of us believe that most often we attach these to the leadership of the church. We say maybe the pastor is not anointed. No, it is not the fact that the pastor is not anointed. It is because you are not doing what you are being taught, what the pastor is teaching you for you to do to attract God's blessings. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So tonight we want to look at the secret of enjoy God's favor as we continue. I would like to show us how to receive great favor while we are in church. As a member of a denomination, how do you attract God's favor? How do you attract the favor that is upon the church, the blessing that is upon the church, the grace that is upon the commission? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, every commission has a grace that is upon it. How do I tap into it? How do I enjoy it? How do I become a partaker of it? Number one is living a lifestyle of kingdom priority. Living a lifestyle of kingdom priority. You see, a kingdom priority lifestyle is a guarantee for favor. A kingdom priority lifestyle is a guarantee for favor. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Everything that you seek for, when you place the kingdom priority first, all will be had. Say, all will be had. If you want favor in church, you must seek God first and make God your priority. You must live your life for Him. Let your life be devoted first to the things of God. Let it be that God is number one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, Papa said something sometimes ago that if you are going to give him a contract of 1 billion, not 1 million, no, billion. And he needs to be in church to minister. He would rather be in church to minister. You know, the first time Papa said that, he said, this one is great temptation. No. 1 billion, Lamakwe. Not 1 million, 1 billion. You know how many good things you can do with 1 billion? As they said, Nigerian money has no value. I tell you, 1 billion will still do a whole lot of good things. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, as I began to understand and to work with this man, I can tell you, I can bet it with you, that Papa will do that. Because I've worked with him. And I know the kind of heart he has. And I tell you, God that you have placed above money is the owner of the money. The sheep upon the 1,000 hill is mine, the gold, the silver is mine. So if you vacate 1 billion for the sake of God, he can give you 10 billion. Praise the Lord. He can release to you 10 billion. God must be first. God must be number one in our life. I'm not saying that maybe when you need to, as a student, you need to write tests and say, we have to, then you say, I'm not going for test. God first. No. Wisdom is profitable to direct. But what we are saying is, God priority is important. You don't place God below man. God must be above. And God must be first. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, a lot of time when God blesses people, people use those excuses against God. And how can they command further favor from God? A woman has been blessed with children. Then to come to church, to the presence of God, say, God, it is because of the children. The children will not allow me to come to church. But the children can allow the woman to go to the market to buy the things that she will use to cook. But to come to church, the children will not allow. Praise the Lord. That's what we are talking about. You see, it is your priority, where you place your priority, that your importance will be. And where your treasures are laid, that is where your heart will be. And the place of your treasure is the place of your favor. Praise the Lord. Where your treasures are is the place of your favor. If you are the owner of a G-Wagon, it is practically impossible that the vehicle is going to take 10 people, maybe 5 people. And there's only one seat left, and there are 4 people. it's almost impossible that you will be the one that they will ask to stay. Definitely, even if you are not the one that is going to drive it, they will favor you first because it is your own treasure. Praise the Lord. You will be considered first. So where your treasure is, that is where your favor is. So I want to challenge us tonight that if you want to attract God's favor in God's house, you must make God first. The kingdom priority must be first. You must seek after the things of God first. And as you do this, the Lord will elevate you in the name of Jesus. I said, the Lord will elevate you in the name of Jesus. The difference between King Saul and King David is the kingdom priority. Both sinned. One enjoyed favor. The other one enjoyed condemnation. Why? Because one placed priority on the things of the kingdom, on the things of God more than the other. The other placed priority on the thing that pleases the people. While David placed priority on the things that pleases God. And that makes a whole lot of difference. A whole lot of difference. The end result of the life of the two of them is very clear. I want to challenge you tonight that when you know how to place your priority right, you know how to enjoy favor. And favor shall be yours in the name of Jesus. Number two is don't gossip or murmur about the church or your pastors and by extension the members of the church. I'll dwell a little bit here. Don't gossip about the church to others. Otherwise you won't be favored in the church. You see, what you don't cherish can never bring blessings to you. The anointing you don't honor can never bless you. Can never bless you. And I want to say this, the principle of timely valuation is the principle of enjoying God's blessings. Many a times, many of us condemn our church. I tell you, when you have not been to another man's farm, you say it is my own farm that has this, that has that. I tell you, in the whole worldwide universe, there's no perfect church. The perfect church is in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we are working and running towards perfection. Because everything we are doing is to make heaven. So what in essence we are doing is preparing ourselves and working on ourselves towards perfection. So when you say, my church is this, my church is that. And you know, somebody will tell you, no woman will tell you, no good woman. One day I told my wife, I said, no good woman will tell you my husband is not giving me correct money. He was telling me about somebody. And I said, forget it. No good woman will tell you that my husband is giving me chicken change. They will always cover for their husband. Even if the money is small, you say, come here and try you. Daddy Lagba Jan, try. Why should talk it to her? I say, one try, one bring your Jew. They are trying. See, somebody else will tell you about his or her church. And paint it super. And when you hear, you say, in our church, we don't do this, we don't do that. You cannot be blessed in that kind of attitude. It's not possible. You see, the church you don't value, you cannot enjoy the grace that is upon that place. And I want us to understand this. Favor emanates from the top. As the oil flows from the top of Aaron down. Favor emanates from the top. So when you speak bad and gossip about your pastors, I tell you, you cannot enjoy the grace of God upon their lives. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Is it? You are working in the church, your HOD has asked you to go and do something. Don't start murmuring. Don't start complaining. Don't start grumbling. Murmuring and grumbling brings delay and retardation. And that can be seen in the book of Exodus chapter 16 verse 8. See, the children of Israel were wandering in the desert for 40 years. Exodus chapter 16 verse 8. And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening to eat flesh and in the morning bread to the full. For the Lord heareth your murmuring, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? He's talking about himself. Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. So when you complain about your pastors, you are not complaining about them, but about God. He said, your murmuring is not... He said, who are we? What are we? He was talking about himself and Aaron. What are we? Himself, Aaron, and Joshua, and the other man, there are 12 of them. He said, look, I'm not... Who are we? Taniwa, who are we? You are not complaining about us, but you are complaining about God, because God is the one who has sent us. Praise the Lord. So when you murmur and complain about your pastors, what you are doing, you are complaining about God. And you know, this cost them a journey that was supposed to be 11 days. They spent 40 years. Retardation. That is retardation confirmed. We don't need anybody to tell us. They were just going in circles. And all of them perish in the desert. May we not perish in the name of Jesus. Psalm 101 verse 5. The Bible says something there. It says, whosoever privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that had an high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. It is pride that makes you to gossip about somebody. And when you gossip about somebody, God said, I will cut that person off. Praise the Lord. It is pride. Say, what? Who is she? Who is she? She thinks she can sing. Eh? Look at the way she's even singing. Oh, he thinks he can pray. Look at the way he's praying, as if he's the only one that can pray. If you are not comfortable with the way he's praying, ask him how to pray. You see, many a times we gossip about people that we ought to learn from. People that you need to submit to and learn from. You gossip about them. You gossip about your boss. I say your boss is yeah. I tell you, you won't learn. You will not learn. And even if the boss is trying to teach you, you won't profit from it. I've experienced it. I have experienced it firsthand. People that was trying to train and behind they were backbiting and gossiping. I tell you today, they are not profiting from those training. Where people that diligently, faithfully, loyally submit themselves, they are elevated. Recently, I needed to talk to one of them for something. And I called him. I said, where are you, sir? I thought he was in Lagos. I said, no, I'm not no longer in Lagos. I'm in Kaduna. I said, what are you doing in Kaduna? I said, I'm now the so-and-so top manager in one of the biggest companies in Kaduna. Top manager. Top. Very top. In fact, his voice has changed. His voice has become deeper. Oga, God bless you. I said, yes. I was proud. And there are others that you teach, they will go and gossip about you. I know where they are also. See, it is pride that makes us to look down on people that we're supposed to learn from and gossip. You gossip and talk about people that you don't need it. Gossip reduces. When you gossip about something, it reduces you. What you got, that thing you are gossiping about, it reduces. You reduce in that thing. The anointing you murmur against, you reduce in it. Praise the Lord. Don't gossip about your pastors. As these can close your heaven. The favor of many have been delayed because of this factor of murmuring and gossiping. Avoid side talk and slander so that your destiny will not be put aside from the favor list of God. Avoid it. And I pray that God will bless you in Jesus' name. Number three is work in divine direction. Walk in divine direction. Can we turn our Bible to Psalm 23 verse 1? Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Can we go on? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Now, God makes him to lie down and leads him beside the still water. Who is directing? Who is directing? He has first acknowledged in the first place that God is my what? My shepherd. And because God is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is, I'm so favored that I lack nothing. Where I stay, by the grace of God, I have some Fulani people as my neighbors. And I tell you, recently, one of their cows was about to give birth. And good enough, I came back home that afternoon to do something. And I experienced it firsthand. I tell you, it's an experience. The man, the husband, the grandmother, the grandson, all of them were running up and down to deliver the cow. They were running everything the cow needed. They were ready to provide, getting water, getting leaf, getting that one. I was looking until the thing delivered the baby cow. What do we call that one now? Calf. Thank you. I dropped the calf. A beautiful thing like that. And I was like, wow, this is beautiful. I was really thrilled. Now, this is where I'm going. For the next 5 days, everything that cow needed, they were providing. You know, it's rainy season. They put that particular one in a special place. They put the baby calf inside their room where they are sleeping. Yes. I said, where is the calf? I thought something has happened. They said, no, nothing happened. We put it inside the room because rain is falling. I said, wow. The mother cow, they made fire while the others were there catching cold. This one was enjoying heat. Why? Because they are the shepherd of the cow. They provide everything. And you know, I learned a lot from them. I've actually made one of them my friend. And I was asking him, I said, so how long does it take the cow to be pregnant? He said, 9 months. I said, wow. 9 months? Yes. So when next will it give? I said, it's just like human beings. They give spacing. They space for 2 to 3 years. I said, wow. Hey, he said, that is why we care so much for them. Because they are precious. And I said, yes, indeed they are precious. If a man can care for an animal like that, how much more our God? See, he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. That is what that is saying. Before you lie down, you must have eat and be full. Cows don't lie down until when they are full. They have eaten. They are, you know, David is a shepherd boy. So he knows what he's talking about. So they must have eaten and be full. And after that, they go beside the still water because cows don't drink from troubled water. Because troubled water, it's either there's a crocodile or there's an hippo or there's an anaconda or something dangerous inside it. They don't drink. The water must be still. And that is where the shepherd leads. And that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. God will lead you out of trouble to a place of peace in the name of Jesus. You see, this is real favor. Where you walk nothing and you do nothing and you enjoy the best. The best treatment in the place of work. The best treatment. Hallelujah. In the school, in your department, you are just favored. When others go to the lecturer and the lecturer said, out. I don't want to see you enter. You say, good afternoon. Say, hey, how are you? Good afternoon. And where comes, you know, Papa told us a story about his project supervisor. I wish to know the name of that prof. The prof doesn't give anybody good grades. And he doesn't smile. But when he came to the turn of the servant of God, because he's a child of God, whom God is leading and God is directing, the man was just smiling. You know, you didn't do this part very well, so take it out, go and put this one, do it like this, do it, so that I can give you an A. I want to give you an A. And Papa got the A. And that made him to become an A person in life. You see, a single favor changed the destiny of a man. So when you are divinely guided, when you are divinely favored, when God leads you divinely, you assess favor. in the book of Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17. It says, I'm the Lord which teacheth thee to profit, which leads thee by the way in which thou wilt go. I'm the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Profiting comes from divine direction. Profiting comes from divine direction. Praise the Lord. So when you walk after divine direction, you are actually working after divine favor. See, there is a need for us to follow the direction of the Holy Spirit. If God directs you, you will enjoy favor. And sometimes God directs you through his servants. Most of the time, direction comes from the servants of God. If you don't respond, it's like you are not responding to favor. Most of the time, direction comes from the servant of God. Countless times, I've enjoyed direction from God via his servant in the house. Countless times, do this. I remember there was a particular one, he called me very early in the morning, one particular morning, and said, where are you? He said, I'm on my way to work. He said, good, when you get to the office today, anoint your office, anoint everywhere. And I tell you, you don't want to know what the devil was planning for me before getting there. But by divine direction, I escape the trap of the enemy. By divine direction. You see, so most of the time, God leads you via his servant. And if you want to enjoy favor, follow those directives and follow those directions. And you will enjoy favor in the name of Jesus. It is for your good. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is a way of destruction and death. You see, many times when some people are being led, they say, I won't go through it. I won't do it. I want my own way. Your own way may not be the right way. Allow the owner of your life to guide you directly. And may God send you right help and lead you aright in the name of Jesus. Number B, pay your tithe and give offering. You may be wondering, how does this attract favor? Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Can we turn to the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 10? You see, only the faithful to God in the place of tithe can enjoy the favor of prosperity. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith. That is dummy wolf. Prove me now, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven. What do you call that one? Favor. And pour you out a blessing. What do you call that? Favor. That there shall be no room enough for you to receive it. It will be so much that it will bust your storeroom. But the condition is, first bring, and I will rebuke devourer for your sake. Some devourers are so subtle. Just bought a new phone. And as you are working delightedly with the phone, somehow the thing drop into the oil you are using to fry your dodo. As you are taking a call and you are doing, the thing just fell. Bah! And you know, oil is hot. You cannot dip your hand inside it and bring the phone quickly. So you quickly, look for a spoon and you scoop it out. I say, God help me. And before you know it, when you get to challenge, they say, the phone is gone. Or maybe they're able to repair it. They say, go and bring 10,000. That's a devourer. And it's repeating. You have a card. You don't pay tithe. You are not a tither. And the card, there is nothing wrong with it as you are going. One funny person from somewhere just come, bah! And the person jumped out and said, Emma Binusa. Hey, Joseph, Eshu. And the person is begging, and you are just looking. You don't know what to do. After all, you say, okay, go. You get to the point, and say, this one, we have to change this. We have to change that. I loan you 25,000. I say, Deborah, you know, those are the things. It's up to you. It's not. When we read this scripture, we used to think that it is only sickness. It's a caterpillar. Deborah, I think, is sick. No! It's up to you. Very up to you. Another devourer is, what you don't need is what you will buy. You don't really need it. Somebody has come and say, pastor, hey, my pastor, hey, if you see this jacket, I just brought it from Singapore. Say, how much is it? Just 45k. But because it's you, I will accept 40. Say, okay, give me. I'll give you 25 now, I'll balance up later. 25,000 is not part of your budget. It is the 15,000 that you will balance up later that you will plan for. The 25, you have no plan. It's eating into your money. That's why I don't do Ashwebi. I don't do. They know me, my family. I don't do. No matter what, they know me, my cousin, uncle, everybody. That's Ashwebi. This one, he won't do. I don't. Most often they will buy and give me by force. I say, oh yeah, I take Oyato. But me, use my money. Even my wife knows. I won't. Because I didn't plan for it. Somebody said, want to get married. They said, no, I must buy a Ashwebi. I said, okay. If I come there in the one I have that day, send me out. I'm not the one getting married. Neither am I the father of the bride. I will wait the day I will become the father of the bride. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's very simple. It's a subtle devourer. But you know, favor, when you pay your tithe, God gives you wisdom to know how to manage your resources. God blesses whatever you lay your hands upon. He doesn't allow the enemy to heat it up. He doesn't allow you to keep having and the thing dripping away. No. He doesn't allow people to waste your money and your resources. Your tithe and your offering brings blessing. So offering enjoys, when you pay right offering, you pay your tithe, you enjoy favor from God. And what is that favor? The favor of the blessing of God, the favor of opening of the windows of heaven, the favor of God rebuking the devourer for your sake, the favor of God giving you wisdom to know how to manage your resources, the favor of God opening doors of multiple alerts unto you. You know, in this church, a lot of our people usually come, oh, thank God, last week, Papa prayed, and I got alert. I always ask myself, where is the tithe? I got alert. And there's no tithe. It's good. Don't, because of that, don't say I will not give testimony about alert again. That is good. That is good. But also do something that will keep the alert flowing. And that is the pain of that tithe. It might be little. Now I was talking to the leaders. I said, sometimes to pay the little tithe is more difficult than to pay the big tithe. It's 2,000 naira. The tithe is 200 naira. It's like, 200. My son later. Then as you are going on, the light of the car just show pink, fuel, red. Say, put one five. Then you put 1.5. Say, then you are calling your wife and you say, now you have 1 minute left. Say, pa, recharge 500. The money is finished. You have not paid the tithe. You have not paid the tithe. So most often, we close the door of favor by our action. Your tithe is a key that unlocks financial prosperity. You see, financial blessing in this kingdom does not come by fasting and prayer. It comes by one principle, a covenant practitioner. Not only tithe and offering, something is happening in God's house. Sow to it, give to it. It's your father's house. Don't mind me that I said I don't buy Ashwebi in my family. Yes, it's true. But I tell you, there's nothing anybody is doing that I don't contribute. No matter how small, I will always contribute something. No matter how small. That's why, even today, there's a send message to me. Today, somebody is doing burial, so. People forgot it. And I saw it. I quickly shouted up my other siblings. How much are we giving to this cousin? How much? I quickly shouted them up. How much are we giving? I always do. And I told them, I said, if not that it coincide with our anniversary, I said, I will be there. You give. Your father says something is happening. Sow a seed. Don't just be bad. Hey, this is nice. This is beautiful. And you are not, no matter how small, let me drop. It might be little, but that is your capacity at that moment. Praise the Lord. These are the things that brings forth favors of God. Number five, be thankful and grateful. Favor pursue the grateful. Favor pursue the grateful. See, if you are not grateful, you don't assess favor. Favor stops where gratitude and appreciation stops. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. Where you're being grateful and appreciation stops, that's where your favor stops. Yoruba people have said it all. They said, he that does not know how to say thank you, he that is not grateful, is like ham robber that has come to carry away somebody's goods. And it has shelo reti odupe oda bi olosa to koyan leru lo ni. Somebody who is not grateful cannot enjoy more favor. You won't enjoy more favor. I have a very classical example. I always give example. In December, there's somebody that always assists me to do some work. My wife was not around. I called two of them that always assist me in the farm. One works with me in the farm most often. The other one, I just call him from time to time to work. So when they came, I gave them chickens. Then I entered into my wife's kitchen. My wife was not around. And I called, I told her I needed to pick some things in your kitchen. She said, go ahead. Then I went, picked some foodstuff, packaged it, gave it to the two of them. And before then, there's a particular one among them that came to work for me one day and was telling me that he hasn't been able to do certain things. I also packaged some of the farm produce. Hefty. Hefty. I mean, really hefty. Gave it to him. And Christmas did the same again. Now, the next day, for the evening of that day, the first one called me, but I didn't pick his call. So he sent an SMS. Pastor, thank you for your gift. In fact, you blessed us. God bless you. Then later he called me the next day. I said, Pastor, that chicken was what me and my family used for Christmas. In fact, if not for that chicken, we won't eat chicken this Christmas. I knew they will eat chicken if I don't give them chicken. He just said that to make me happy. Even me, I know. But I was happy. I was happy. The other one did not call. Neither did he send SMS. Neither did he acknowledge the receipt of those things. So when Easter came, I told my wife, I said, I won't give this guy anything. I won't give him. My wife said, no, now, Pastor, do I said, no. He needs to know that it is not right to behave like that. And she said, did you inform him when he did like that the last time? I said, yes, I did. And sincerely, I did. Subtly, diplomatically, I said, I just said it casually while we're joking together. But I passed the message. Still, he didn't think to say, Pastor, I'm sorry, this and that. No. He just smiled and said, Mude bagbe ni ema binu. Finish. So, Easter came, as usual, I always do. I didn't put him on my list, not to even talk of putting him there, removing him. I didn't put at all. And my wife was like, no, you have to. I said, no, I will not. And sincerely, I did not. If me, a man, can behave that way, how much more God? Me, a man. You might be thinking, I'm bad. I'm not bad, though. It's my right. I'm not being stingy. It's my right to give what belongs to me. As it is the right of God to give what belongs to him. All the blessings belongs to God. It pleases him. He said, one I will love, one I will hate. It pleases him to do as he wishes. Praise the Lord. God is not unjust. He's not unjust. Whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall reap. He's not an unjust God. So I'm not being unjust. I'm just following the principle of the scripture. You must know how to say thank you. Somebody has given you a nice meal. Thank you, sir, for the meal. Somebody has given you a ride. Say thank you. There are some kids we normally give ride to in the morning when taking my kids to school. I notice a particular one among them always say thank you, while the other two or three will never say thank you. So the last time, as we dropped them, I called them back. I said, kids, come back. I said, next time when somebody gives you a ride, you say, thank you, sir. You say, thank you, ma. And they say, thank you. And sincerely, the next time they said thank you because they've learned. So if you have not been the grateful type in the time past, now you are learning. Say thank you. Praise the Lord. I know mama would not like me to say this, but I'll say it. If there is anybody that knows how to say thank you most that at me I've ever met, it's mama and my mother. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You do anything. These people, they don't need what we give to them. But we need what they will give to us, which is their blessing. Don't be expecting that your pastor should give you money. Something greater than money is what your pastor gives you, which is his blessings. You do something, I don't know if any one of you have experienced, mama will text, she will call, she will thank, she will text, she will call. Same thing, papa. And I learned, I told mama, I said, if there is one thing I've learned, is to say thank you. These great people have taught me. My mom is also like that. You do anything, she will thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Call another person. Help me thank this person for sending 1,000 naira credit. Help me call my brother. Thank your younger brother. He sent me credit 1,000. Oh, I said, what is this? If my brother sent credit, now she will come and say, hey, but never only, I can't eat him on low. Other person is what I said. So, by me, took my lawyer, I'm going to talk to you, you know. That is appreciation. And I tell you, it never ceases. When you know how to say thank you, you enjoy more. Brethren, know how to say thank you. Turn to your neighbor, say, know how to say thank you. Learn to thank God for all that God has done for you. That is the principle of blessing. Last but not the least, because my time is up, is maintain positive attitude always. Don't wear a depressed look or depressed countenance. You know, there is something that is trending now. Everybody is fighting depression. I tell you, the cure to depression is in the Bible. The joy of the Lord. Simple. Just let your heart be. You will always see things that can easily depress you. I tell you. In this country, you will see plenty. But I tell you, nothing should depress you. Because when you are depressed, you will be oppressed. And nobody favors the oppressed. I'm telling you. That is one thing that singled out Joseph in the prison. Joseph was in the prison, but Joseph chose not to be depressed. You know, nothing can be depressing as much as you doing nothing and you are being punished for what you did not do. He was thrown. Read the Bible very well. He was thrown into the dungeon first. Then God brought him to the prison. Then he became favored. Why? Because he was never depressed. He woke up in the morning and he saw these two people, the butler and the baker, looking depressed. He said, man, cheer up. What is wrong with you? Why are you depressed? He said, we had a dream and we are troubled. We don't say, what is the meaning? God in heaven will solve it. And they told him their dream. And he solved it for them. He interpreted it. He's always happy, full of joy. And that was what God used to favor him and to elevate him. Don't be depressed. Depression, it kills, you know. Yes, I know. But I tell you, it's one thing that if you have the joy of the Lord, you easily overcome. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth off the what? The bones. Don't let anybody break your spirit. Always maintain a joyful appearance. Nobody wants to be around someone with a bad attitude. Don't be insultive or problematic. Don't be saucy. A lot of people are saucy. They look at you like this, you will look at yourself again. Say, am I alright? I'm telling you. You call some people on phone, they say, what do you want to say? Just say, you are still trying to gather your thoughts. They will cut the phone on you. Don't be like that. Nobody will favor somebody who is very insulting, someone who is saucy, someone who is problematic. You are always the problem. You always create issue. You always form trouble and form quarrel. Little thing, you will spark and quarrel. When you are not Tiger and you are not Mike Tyson, why must you always pick up quarrel? You pick up quarrel. Any little thing, nobody wants to favor such person. Praise the Lord. Eliminate negative attitude. Always put on a smile. You know, Mama said something. I was telling my wife. She said, Papa likes making friends and smiling always. And you know, when I was telling my wife, when we go, my wife said, because you will like it, Papa Pani. Papa will always smile. Even when he's firing you, he's still smiling. He's firing. There will still be some. Hey, look at this place. You see. Hey, look at this place. You see some smiling. Hallelujah. That's the right attitude. You say, what? How many days are we spending on earth that we wear the iron armor? Iron armor, wear it. Say, me, I don't want anybody to touch me. Then you have cocooned yourself in iron. Iron of sadness and bitterness. And when favor is coming, it will bounce off the iron and bounce off. And that person will just gladly pick it and rub it on himself. Praise the Lord. Enjoy life. Be cheerful. Be full of smile. A guy trusting God for a partner. And every lady that comes, he will look at them and bone. He will never obtain favor from the Lord. Because whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from God. Same thing, sister. You're always looking morose. As if there's no energy left. Say, good, appreciate you. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Eh? When you are not a slut, the person is now walking and looking dejected, you won't be a source of pity in Jesus' name. Wear a cheerful countenance. That's what attracts favor. Wear a cheerful countenance. Be happy. Be smiley. Have you not noticed that in parties when they are sharing food, the food goes to where the thing is bubbling most first? You've not noticed? It goes to where the thing is bubbling, where there's excitement. I don't know how the people do it, but most often, naturally, they go to the exciting place first. Then all of you that are seated calmly and you are looking morose, they will just be passing the thing. And it will aggravate. That will not aggravate. The look. They will just be taking it to where the thing is bubbling. Where they are happy. Because happiness attracts favor. It's a magnet to favor. It's a magnet to lifting. It's a magnet to promotion. And I pray that you'll be divinely lifted and divinely promoted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Having said all, I want us to know, if you are not connected to God, you cannot enjoy divine grace and divine favor. It takes connection. They that know their God shall be strong and they will do exploit. You cannot enjoy favor if you are not connected. Love and his favor that we always enjoy. Let's thank God. Let's thank him. Thank him. Thank him for all the favor that you have accessed since the beginning of this year, since the beginning of this month. Open your mouth and say, Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, O Lord, for your favor that I have accessed since the beginning of this year, since the beginning of this month. Lord, I worship you. I give you all the glory. Let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Just to prayer point, because my time is up. I want you to pray and say, Father, send me your favor massively in the name of Jesus. Let there be a massive invasion of my life with your favor. Father, invade my destiny with your favor. Rub your favor all over my life. Rub your favor all over my marriage. Rub your favor all over my business. Rub your favor all over my academics in the name of Jesus. All over my ministry. All over my life. Lord. May I enjoy your favor massively in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, let me be a carrier of your grace and favor. Let me be a carrier of your grace and favor. Can we open up our mouth and pray in the name of Jesus? In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to say, Father, every seed of disfavor is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every seed of disfavor in my life, Father, let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, I pray, every seed of disfavor in my life, in my destiny, in that of my family, in that of my children, in that of my wife, in that of my husband, every seed of disfavor in this commission is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let your favor find us. Let your favor find us in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Lastly, we are going to pray. Father, let your favor lift me. Let your favor locate me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, let your favor lift me. Let your favor locate me in the name of Jesus. I will be lifted by your favor. Favor lifted up Joseph. Favor lifted up David. Father, lift me up by your favor in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands and give him praise for the word he has sent to us tonight. What a word in season that God has sent to us tonight. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor. Can we lift up our voice and thank him? We just heard so much about thanksgiving and gratitude. Lift your voice and thank God this evening. Mighty God, we worship you. Awesome God, we worship you. Search all over. Worship him and tell him that you know he's a great God. Acknowledge God's greatness. Acknowledge God's greatness. Acknowledge God's greatness. Acknowledge God's greatness. Acknowledge His grace and His greatness in your life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. If you are as blessed as I'm blessed tonight, give God a big, 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 big clap. Can it be better to the King of Kings? Can it be better and louder and greater and greater and greater and greater? Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. I trust God that after tonight's encounter, you are one of those that will begin to swim in favor. And so we will continue in our intercessions quickly and briefly tonight and say, Father, open the gates of favor unto me. Open the gates of favor unto me. Lift your voice and pray. Open the gates of favor. Marriage takes favor. Business takes favor. Academics takes favor. Ministry takes favor. Open the gates of favor to me. I need this gate open. Open, 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 open. Father, open the gates of favor to me. 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 That gate must not be shut against me again. The gate of favor must not be shut against me again. The gates of favor must not be shut against me again. The gates of favor must not be shut against me again. The gates of favor must not be shut against my business again. Pray. Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Esther was not the only virgin, but suddenly amongst the multitude, God brought her out and placed His favor on her. And somebody's here today, there will be a repeat of that testimony in your life in the name of Jesus. You will say, Father, amongst multitude, single me out. Single me out via your favor. Lift your voice and pray. Amongst multitude, amongst many family members, amongst many friends, amongst many neighbors and acquaintances, Father, single me out for your favor. Single me out for your favor. Amongst multitude, amongst my brothers, my sisters, my siblings, single me out, single me out, single me out, single me out. Single me out by your favor. Single my family out. Single my destiny out by your favor. Let your favor pick me from the merry clay and set me above. Let your favor pick me out of the multitude. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, break the siege of disfavor operating in my family, operating in my life. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Break the power of disfavor. Break the siege. Break it permanently. 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 The siege of disfavor. The siege of rejection. 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 Break that siege. Break the power of disfavor. Break that siege. Break that power. Break that siege. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, grant unto me a heart of gratitude, a heart of thankfulness that we attract your favor. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Give me the grace to be grateful for everything. Let my heart be grateful. Let my spirit be thankful. Let my heart be grateful. Let my spirit be thankful. Let my heart be grateful. Let my spirit be thankful. Let my heart be grateful. Let my spirit be thankful. Give me a heart of gratitude. Let me see what you have done. Let me see what you have done for me and not focus on what you have not done for me. Cause my heart to be grateful. Cause my heart to be thankful. Let my heart be grateful. Let my heart be thankful. Teach me to count my blessings. 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 Empower me always to be grateful, to be thankful, to be appreciative of your love, to be appreciative of your grace, to be appreciative of your love, to be appreciative of your grace, to be appreciative of everything you have done for me. Teach me, teach me, teach me, teach me to be grateful, to be thankful always, to see your blessings, to count your blessings in the name of Jesus. Give me that heart in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. You will say, oh Lord, grant unto me a joyful heart, a glad heart, that we attract your favor, that we attract your favor. Lift your voice and pray. Father, grant unto me a joyful heart, a grateful heart, that we attract your favor, that we attract your favor. Father, Lord, I reject anything called depression. I reject oppression. I reject sadness. I reject depression. I reject oppression. I reject sadness. I reject depression. I reject oppression. I reject sadness. I say no to sadness. I say no to depression. I say no to sadness. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.